hand.
I don't know what you need there.
If it got bigger, you'd say my hand?
Oh, my hand got swollen. My hand swelled.
Okay.
Yeah, my hand swelled up. That's what I'd say.
You say if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
I guess the wound.
And sometimes the wound doesn't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth over it. You call that?
Well, a scab, but no, that a scab means it's healing, though. I don't know.
Something flesh, did you ever hear that? Plowed flesh or proud flesh?
No.
And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid that stings, you could put on it.
They're brown, look like an orange, like... Mercurochrome.
What about something they used to use a long time ago?
Well, was that methylene?
Or
are they both orange? Or brown liquid? I don't know.
What about iodine?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Did you ever hear that called monkey blood?
No.
And a real bitter medicine people used to have to take.
Castor oil?
Or... It's a white powder. They used to take it for fever or malaria.
I don't know.
You know in tonic? In like gin and tonic? You know what the tonic's made out of? Did you ever hear quinine or quinine?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it, yeah.
What have you heard it called?
Well, quinine water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, quinine was the medicine.
You say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man...
died.
Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Well, no nicer. Some people would say, you know, they passed away. A lot of people say that around here.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't want to, you know, say it quite so harshly.
What about a really crude or joking way of saying that?
Like they kicked the bucket or they flaked off.
Okay.
That is crude.
And you say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died of or died from.
And the place where people are buried.
The cemetery.
Any other names for that?
Well, trying to think if it really is any different, like, you know, when people are instead of being buried in a grave when they're cremated. I don't know if there's a different word for where the ashes are kept or not.
What about what they put the body in?
A coffin.
And when he died, everybody went to the...
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
mourning.
And say on average sort of day, if somebody asks you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm...
So-so.
And you say,
I might say I'm kind of blah.
If you wanted to know where someone was from, you'd ask,
where does he live?
Or where did he, what from?
Where did he come from?
Okay. And you say, he, what here on the train?
He, got here. On the train, or he came on the train.
Okay. And you say he has what to this area? He has
moved to this area.
Or, even the word come.
Oh, well, he has come to this area.
And you say, he was feeling so good, instead of walking, he, what, all the way home?